Blog Talk Radio.
Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. And utter the mighty deeds of the Lord, or declare all his praise. Blessed are they who observe justice, who do righteousness at all times. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people. Help me when you save them, that I may look upon the prosperity of your chosen ones, that I may rejoice in the gladness of your nation, that I may glory with your inheritance. Both we and our fathers have sinned. We have committed iniquity. We have done wickedness. Our fathers, when they were in Egypt, did not consider your wondrous works. They did not remember the abundance of your steadfast love, but rebelled by the sea at the Red Sea. Yet he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make known his mighty power. He rebuked the Red Sea, and it became dry, and he led them through the deep as through a desert. So he saved them from the hand of the foe, and redeemed them from the power of the enemy. The waters covered their adversaries, not one of them was left. Then they believed his words, they sang his praise, but they soon forgot his works. They did not wait for his counsel, but they had a wanton craving in the wilderness and put God to the test in the desert. Gave them what they asked, but sent a wasting disease among them. When men in the camp were jealous of Moses and Aaron, the Holy One of the Lord, the earth opened and swallowed up Dathan and covered the company of Abiram. Fire also broke out in their company. The flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf in Horeb and worshipped a metal image. They exchanged the glory of God for the image of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their Savior, who had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and awesome deeds by the Red Sea. Therefore he said he would destroy them. Had not Moses, his chosen one, stood in the breach before him to turn away his wrath from destroying them? Then they despised the pleasant land, having no faith in his promise. They murmured in their tents and did not obey the voice of the Lord. Therefore he raised his hand and swore to them that he would make them fall in the wilderness and would make their offspring fall among the nations, scattering them among the lands. Then they yoked themselves to the Baal of Peor, and ate sacrifices offered to the dead. They provoked the Lord to anger with their deeds, and a plague broke out among them. Then Phinehas stood up and intervened, and the plague was stayed. That was counted to him as righteousness from generation to generation forever. They angered him at the waters of Meribah, and it went ill with Moses on their account, for they made his spirit bitter, and he spoke rashly with his lips. They did not destroy the peoples as the Lord commanded them, but they mixed with the nations and learned to do as they did. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus they became unclean by their acts and played the whore in their deeds. Then the anger of the Lord was kindled against his people, and he abhorred his heritage, gave them into the hand of the nations, so that those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their power. Many times he delivered them, but they were rebellious in their purposes, and were brought low through their iniquity. Nevertheless, he looked upon their distress when he heard their cry. For their sake he remembered his covenant, and relented according to the abundance of his steadfast love. Cause them to be pitied by all those who held them captive. Save us, O Lord, our God, and gather us from among the nations, that we may give thanks to your holy name and glory in your praise. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say, Amen. Praise the Lord. Psalm 107. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble and gathered in from the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Some wandered in desert wastes, finding no way to a city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted within them. And they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He led them by a straight way till they reached a city to dwell in. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Some sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, prisoners in affliction and in irons. For they have rebelled against the words of God, and spurned the counsel of the Most High. So he bowed their hearts down with hard labor. They fell down with none to help. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and burst their bonds apart. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. For he shatters the doors of bronze and cuts in two the bars of iron. Some were fools through their sinful ways, and because of their iniquities suffered affliction. They loathed any kind of food, and they drew near to the gates of death. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them, delivered them from their destruction. Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love, for his wondrous works to the children of man. And let them offer sacrifices of thanksgiving and tell of his deeds in songs of joy. Some went down to the sea in ships, doing business on the great waters. They saw the deeds of the Lord, his wondrous works in the deep. For he commanded and raised the stormy wind, which lifted up the waves of the sea. They mounted up to heaven. They went down to the depths. Their courage melted away in their evil flight, wheeled and staggered like drunken men.
James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Heaven and earth will pass away. My words will never pass away. Matthew chapter 24. Verse 35. Believer, are you tried, perplexed, and troubled? God is faithful to his word. For he has said, here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. Have you to pass out of one trouble into another? And is one trial but introductory to another? God is faithful. For he has said, we must suffer many hardships to enter the kingdom of God. Are your trials of a fiery, consuming, and parching character? But confirms his word, for he has said, I will bring them through the fire and make them pure. I will refine them like silver and purify them like gold. Every trial you meet with, every trouble you pass through, and all the temptations you experience, but serve to confirm the truth of God's word, and if rightly viewed and properly improved, would strengthen your faith. There is no chance in God's world. There's no mistake in God's dealings. There's nothing really severe in God's dispensations. All has been arranged by infinite wisdom. All is brought to pass by a special providence, and all is, at the darkest moment, working together for your eternal good. Let us then mind his fear not. Let us confide in his unalterable promises. Let us rely on his immutable faithfulness. He set his love upon his people freely at the beginning, and having loved them, he will love them to the end. To every one of his chosen and redeemed people, he gives everlasting life and assures them that they shall never perish. The love that made them his will keep them his and keep them his forever. Cheer up, then. poor, tempted, tried believer, God is faithful to his word, and he will not fail you, nor forsake you, but will make all things work together for your good and glorify himself in you. Living Stones by James Smith from Gleams of Grace, 1860. Peter, having spoken of Christ as a living, precious stone, adds, "You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God by Jesus Christ." 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 5. What are believers? Stones. For every Christian has that in him which is solid, durable, and ornamental. The grace of God gives a man solidity. He cannot be as light, trifling, and vain as he used to be. He has solid and settled thoughts upon high and holy subjects. He has solid hopes and joys. He's not carried about with every wind of doctrine, but becomes established and settled in the faith. He is durable, too. Others fall away, but he endures to the end. Once fixed on the foundation, once really united to Christ, he remains built on Christ forever. He is ornamental, too. Some stones are capable of taking a very high polish, and so is the Christian. Polished stones in God's temple will catch the rays of his glory and reflect them. And in every stone, the great builder will see his own lovely likeness reflected. They are living stones. They are living, each one being quickened by divine grace and made new creatures. They are lively, made so by divine communications and kept so by fellowship with Jesus, the life-giving stone. These living stones are not thrown together in confusion, but each one is fitted for his place before he is put into it. Every separate stone is laid on the foundation, which bears the entire weight of the whole building. All the stones are united to the foundation by a cement so strong that nothing can ever separate them. The Holy Spirit acts as the cement in this spiritual building. He brings us to Christ, lays us on Christ, unites us to Christ, and keeps us in eternal union with Christ. These living stones are a holy priesthood, being stripped of their natural and carnal coverings, being washed in the laver of regeneration, being clothed with the garments of salvation and covered with the robe of righteousness, and being consecrated by the application of the blood of atonement and the holy anointing oil, the unction from the Holy One, they are prepared and qualified to officiate in this living temple. These living stones are to offer up spiritual sacrifices. This they are to do continually. The sacrifices of prayer,